Yes. Rentfree1310 at gmail.com is the address if you want to share what's been bothering your mind space for days, weeks, months, even years. And before we get to the good, strong P1s, Mino says, hey, I've got something.
Yes. I like to bring inside jokes on the air to share with the P1s, and this is something that all of us have quoted for a year and a half now. And I feel like this week is a very appropriate time to do so because we just watched the Martin Short documentary. Yeah. Did a segment on it yesterday. Marty, Life is Too Short. It's very good. Check it out. And they spend about 10 minutes of it on the character Jiminy Glick, which is his best bit. Genius. It's hilarious. Yes. And there's a saying you and I have been saying if there's like a lull in conversation or just whatever. You know exactly yes. what I'm talking about.
This is from the Bill Hader interview.
Yes. So we will just say, so Willie Mays died. Just randomly, with no context. So this was a year plus ago. Jiminy Glick was talking to Bill Hader on Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, because there was a week where Martin Short was filling in for Kimmel, and one whole episode was a Glick episode.
Yes, and it's about a six-minute bit, and Bill Hader is just laughing his ass off the entire time. And I want to play a little bit of it, including that money quote. So where we'll pick up here, Jiminy Glick just stuffs two donuts into his mouth yes. and then spits them out. So you're going to hear that, and then you're going to hear the quote.
I'll save that for later. I hate waste. I like to wash my face like a cat.
Yeah.
Willie Mays just died. You see, you're choked up about it.
No.
Do you hold any responsibility at all for his passing? Very suspicious, your reaction. Very suspicious.
No,
I'm sorry,
no.
but I'm sorry.
No, no, no. It's just, that was a hard turn into Willie Mays dying. That's just it's a.
But you like Willie Mays.
I loved Willie Mays.
I like Willie Mays too. He's
you're a baseball fan?
No. But here's the thing. Why put an S in the word lisp?
Why?
It seems cruel and unnecessary. I hate unnecessary cruelty. Why do you think so many fat kids take up the tuba?
I don't know. I've never thought about that. It is true, though.
Oh, it is true, dear.
Yeah, it is true.
Question.
Oh, so great.
Well, and he knows all these people.
Oh, yeah.
And he's doing a fake junket interview, and it's, and I guarantee you they go into it with, like, no bit planned whatsoever. It's just him riffing, stream of consciousness. So
you're hearing him crack up, and that's great about the documentary, because it'll show Martin Short hanging out with Steven Spielberg,
yes.
and then it shows Steven Spielberg with Jiminy Glick.
When
yes.
are you going to make the big one?
One that resonates with people. Great.
So good.
All right, let's get to the good, strong P1s. Let's start out with Lucas. This is from about a month or so ago. He says, greetings, Sweet Spot. I have another commercial for you. This one from A&W Root Beer and their That's Thick-Headed series. This is the first commercial and the one that always lives rent-free in my head. I can't help but laugh at the thick-headed guy's confidence as he keeps calling his prospective employer Mr. Dumas, Mr. Dumbass. I hope you enjoy this as well, P1 Luke. And this was from about, this was like 20 years ago.
Mr. Dumbass, I can bring a lot to Dumbass and Dumbass. I'm a go-getter. Dumbass material all the way. So, am I your man, Mr. Dumbass?
The name is Dumas.
That's pretty thick-headed. But nothing compared to the rich, thick, frosty mug taste of an A&W root beer. With A&W, it's good to be thick-headed.
What a dumbass.
I remember seeing that commercial on primetime television, yep. you know, when I was probably 12 or so.
Like, what are they I'm like, saying?
And even now, I'm like, I'm surprised they can get away with that. Saying it that maybe once, but it's like
over
repetitive,
and
yeah.
And Justin, what was the root beer sponsor for the Dana Carvey show? That always makes us laugh. The what was it
Diet Mug, right?
Diet
Mug root beer.
Yeah.
Dana Carvey show.
After an emotional scene.
Yes. From Improvement.
Oh,
cancer.
Funny. All right. Thank you to Luke. Let's go to good P1 Adrian. He says, "Dear Classic Sean," that's me. He says, "Even though Killer didn't get a lot of airtime, Last week's campound rekindled the memory I have of Killer listing the menu of a previous excursion, and he puts in quotes, a nice piece of fish, which actually was from...
That's from Silicon Valley.
Silicon Valley. Mm-hmm. I don't think Killer ever said that, but he did list his campfire menu for all the hosts.
The Killer's out here engineering, and I believe he's been assigned cooking responsibilities once again. And is that tonight, Killer? You're cooking dinner tonight?
Yeah, some nice salmon, some lemon pepper chicken.
That is an instant drop.
Damn it!
Instant drop.
Yeah, he did. You were so timid, even more so than normal.
But it's so refined, yeah. Too. It was like all of a sudden he was working at a French restaurant, giving us a couple of off-the-menu suggestions for tonight. Oh, man, Killer, you're the best. All right, well, that's good.
Nice salmon.
He does sound like he's like chicken. Bended over with the towel over his arm, yes. And he's going over the specials with you. Right,
he's handing you the wine list,
yeah,
just to give you an idea. But I find myself, when I do order a piece of salmon out, because I've been known to do that, I always have Killer's drop running
nice
through my brain.
Nice piece of salmon, and we weren't at that compound, that was pre-Sweet Spot, but knowing how good of a cook Killer is,
yeah.
That was probably bomb.
Yeah.
It's probably a really good dinner by Killer.
And he does a lot of cooking at his home, and he is quite the chef. All right, let's go to P1 Patrick, and speaking of engineers, he goes, there's a spot running currently where Bob says your house is sacred, and all I can hear is... former engineer Tony telling Corby that golf is sacred. Would love to hear the full context of that again, P1 Patrick. Now, I'm not terribly familiar with this moment, so you guys fill me in, please.
So this was during training camp. It was years ago, and it was during the karaoke nights that they would go to Malibu and do karaoke, and Tony, the engineer, was supposed to be driving. He was supposed to be the DD that night. However, he drank a little bit too much and got really chatty, kind of like how Matt was at the compound a few nights ago.
Yes.
It was a bit of that. And then I think it was Corby started rolling on Tony on the drive back.
Okay.
Do we have audio of this
recording?
We don't
have the full audio, just only the drop.
Okay.
Golf is sacred!
And I think it was something like Corby bailed on a golf outing with... Tony or something. It was a drunk Corby Tony moment. Okay.
And Corby said that he set up the same way you did, driving back from Malibu. He was beyond wasted. And he said he thinks that Tony was trying to compare golf for him to Dancing with the Stars for Tony. Mm. And that they're both sacred to them.
Golf is sacred!
And it's so wild to hear Tony drunk because... 99.9 of my interactions with him, he is stone sober and just the most modest, calm, unassuming dude you'd ever come across. And he liked to go to strip clubs and
he liked
to drink, apparently.
Tony has been to every strip club in the United States.
I've never seen that side of Tony, and I wish I had.
I hope he's doing well. I haven't heard from Tony in a while.
He needs a little Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives strip club edition.
Okay.
Where he just goes around... gets all the legs and eggs specials.
Just an internet series of...
Yeah.
I would watch this.
Yeah.
And it would be awesome. Tony's great.
I would definitely check out
But Drunk Compound Tony was also great, too. He had the famous drop.
I did drink too much Woodford Reserve.
Woodford Reserve.
And wasn't he always, like, worried about menopause?
Yeah.
He kept asking callers.
Yeah.
Even the dudes.
Deep night Tony menopause talk. Gosh, what a time.
Number one!
That's awesome. All right, let's go on to P1 Houston, good P1 Houston, who I've been waiting to get to this one. He says, bonjour, sweetest of all spots. I've been meaning to write again, but I always get busy at work and forget. How rude of them to not leave me alone and let me listen to the ticket, right? Every time I hear the mashed potato mentioned in the open, because we play the Wilson Pickett song, Land of Thousand Dances, and one of those dances is the mashed potato, and Ham always boosts it up when I'm going through my dumb spiel to start the show.
Mashed potatoes!
He says, I think it's one of the funniest and most random things I've heard yelled at a golf event. I believe Tiger Woods' swing is the first or maybe the most well-known. What's the funniest thing you've heard someone yell at a golf event, either on TV or in person? Good luck at the compound. Your livers will need it. So this was last week. It says, also, P.S., bring back UTA football.
Yeah.
Now, the golf bro has ruined the random thing yelled out after a drive, but it feels like the most go-to over the past, what feels like 15 years, is mashed potatoes. And this happened final round of the Chevron something in Tigers playing on Sunday. And the commentators actually commentated on the fan.
And should find a good spot to approach the hole from. Tigers parted through the first three rounds. Zach has had some big success with a birdie and the eagle, which ended his round yesterday.
Oh, this is a beauty. Didn't get any more than 20 feet off the ground. There's the stinger. What was that chair? Did somebody scream mashed potatoes? That was mashed.
So this had to be one of the first instances because you've had golf bros repeat that ad nauseam.
And honestly, none of it is funny. Like, well, you hear it, you heard it a lot this weekend in Philadelphia. And they're only doing that to try to get on TV. They want their buddies to hear it. They'll yell their buddies' names. Or they're trying to get the golfers' attention. Like, it's just so dumb.
Well, he asked the question, what's the funniest thing you've heard while watching golf? 2025, the Open Championship. Dallas's own Scottie Scheffler was hitting from the fairway and let fly. And that the commentators could not handle it.
And this is a great view of it here because so far above the green, downwind you can get onto this green, but Scheffler. What are you laughing about?
There's so much to say about that shot. The sound off the club face.
Oh, it's extraordinary. Let's stick to the golf. Just a little bit of wind from behind. Just helped to ease down the green.
There's an echo as well. What a shot from Scheffler. Off the back of his tee shot in the 16th, that one there. This is
a little wind from the back.
So farts are funny, and everybody thought it was like a caddy or a patron. No, no. Like, days later on some podcast, Scotty owned up to it and said, yeah, that was me.
Yeah. Even the world number one, everybody farts.
And he said he's surprised it doesn't catch the mic more often because apparently they all do it. So that's the funniest thing I've ever heard
for sure.
In golf.